Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
All right, I know the song and band. What movie?
You don't know this?
What movie?
I believe it's The Big Chill.
Okay. Because, I mean, I got Three Dog Night and Joy to the World, so that's right. Some of these movies have a whole bunch of songs from the era and stuff like that. So, okay. All right, that's good.
I didn't like The Big Chill.
You know, give me the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
St. Elmo's Fire is more I mean, I certainly know of The Big Chill, watch it several times.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah,
just
depressing.
I just don't think it's for me.
So we're stepping all over the person that texts us in right now. Here's some songs from The Big Chill. 508-570, Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. Today it's a soundtrack double shot Tuesday. Scott is learning a lot. Like you, like we're creating ideas for spin class, right? That you're thinking about making some suggestions.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, there's an opening now for Cycle Star.
What does that mean?
Well, Cycle Star is leaving.
What does that mean?
There's an opening now for someone to audition to take over for them.
What does that mean to us? To me or what?
Well, do you think I should do it?
Who's just leaving? Like Cycle Star Angel,
Cycle Star Thomas is leaving.
Okay.
So should I audition and just
is
do movies?
Is he advancing? He's going to work for Peloton now? I mean, what's the next move there? What?
I think he's moving to Seattle.
I got a shot to go to Peloton, man, so I'm moving up, okay? That's the next step for me, man.
But should I just audition and just do movie-themed classes?
Yeah, I mean, great.
That's the gimmick.
I bet it'd be very popular. Let me tell you who's not probably very popular. And Matt Michelle is joining us next segment to talk more college football. So Larry Scott is the commissioner of the Pac-12.
The highest paid Power 5 commissioner.
So tell me how this you think is sitting today. As Scott said, he's the highest paid commissioner because the structure of the Pac-12 is Larry Scott is the CEO of the conference and the Pac-12 network. So the justification to pay him more money is that he's not just a commissioner, but he also oversees the media side of things in the Pac-12 network, which industry observers would tell you might be the biggest disaster of an attempt to put out a network like the SEC network, the Big Ten network, and the ACC network. Okay, so not only does Larry Scott make more money than anybody else, keep in mind this, Scott. Larry Scott also did the following. He took out a $1.9 million interest-free loan from the conference. Okay? Not only is he paid about $5 million a year, he took out a loan from the conference, zero interest rate. Not bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that he did. Now, you say, well, that had to have been approved. Here's also the unique setup of the Pac-12. You know, the last month or so, we've been talking about the Big Ten to play, not to play. It was all these presidents and voting all sorts of things. The Pac-12 has a CEO board that the member schools approve.
Mm-hmm.
And that board has the authority to approve a budget, or in this case, his loan. Doesn't this sound like some sort of weird...
It sounds way too complicated
Silicon
for what it is.
Silicon Valley shady thing going on, right?
Yeah.
So the board approves his loan of $1.9 million, interest-free. The Pac-12 network, like a lot of businesses, have been dealing with life during the coronavirus.
Can you talk about the main thing that the Pac-12 network deals with?
The what?
the Pac-12 network, what they deal with.
That they deal with? Like what? Limited distribution that nobody can get?
Yeah, you're the only one that I know that has the network.
I believe. In Orlando, I am. They both furloughed and eliminated positions of the Pac-12 network and the conference. They looked and said, look, we got to cut cost here, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to furlough some people, and that could be 90 days and maybe a couple of weeks, and then we're going to eliminate some positions, and some people lost their job, okay? 94, Scott, 94 of 196 staff members were either laid off or furloughed. It's a big number.
It is.
Right? And you're thinking, yeah, tough times out there. This is what Larry Scott did, though. This is what he did. A month before, 1 month before they furloughed or laid off 94 of 196 staff members, he paid out $4 million in bonuses. By the way, he paid himself a near $2 million bonus. And then 1 month later, they've laid off basically half the workforce or furloughed people for up to 90 days. If you're one of those people, what's your thought?
You're not happy. But unfortunately, this happens all over the place.
Hold on a second. This is, and John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News has been on top of all these stories, reports this. Scott's bonus that he took was $2.5 million. $2.5 million. So when Wilner catches word of this, and again, it's the CEO group that approves the budget. When Wilner gets a hold of the story and begins to call some of the people that got let go, they're furious, as you would imagine. Like, wait a minute. He took $2.5 million and he gave bonuses to other, and then they did what they did to all these people. Well, they're ticked off. Now, when school presidents and ADs are being asked about it, they're like, wait, well, I didn't know this happened. Scott's defense is, you guys structured the conference this way. There's no way Larry Scott survives this. There isn't. I mean, Larry Scott was already in a hot seat, and many people believe that he's already been working on his out and take the money and run and all sorts of stuff. You want to know something else, too? You know the Pac-12, after the Big Ten, Scott, made its announcement to come back and play. What did the Pac-12 do within a day? Remember that press conference that he called? They had that Zoom, and he was probably talking about the testing protocol in place. Do you know how many Pac-12 ADs and presidents knew about this testing partner and protocol that Larry Scott talked about on his Zoom call? Here's the answer. None. Nobody knew that Larry Scott, commissioner of the Pac-12, was calling a press conference to announce a new testing partner and protocol that the Pac-12 was introducing that could allow them to look at coming back to play. Not a single president or AD was notified of their plan. How's that sit?
Not well.
So Scott does this press conference, and all of a sudden, the media starts calling all these member schools. And no one has an idea because he didn't tell anybody. This is the commissioner of a supposed major conference that did this. So all the criticism that people had towards the Big Ten and Commissioner Kevin Warren, the president waffling back and forth. You can say what you want. And we all said, what's the Pac-12 doing? Here's what their commissioner was doing. Taking bonuses, giving out bonuses, and announcing plans about testing and everything without anybody having an idea. Now, they spent the last couple of days trying to get caught up by, well, we're talking with our return to play committee and all this stuff, scrambling to see if they can return to play, and now trying to figure out, can they do it in time to play 8 games like the Big Ten? Would 7 games work? And by the way, you know what has to approve your eligibility for the college football playoff? That's the other conferences. Now, they all voted for the Big Ten because the Big Ten's playing 8 games. What's the number before they go to the Pac-12? No. Like, if they play 6 games?
Not worth it.
Do you still go, yeah? And then, by the way, if the vote is no, what is the Pac-? I mean, this is going to become a mess for them. It will. He won't survive. He won't. Larry Scott will not survive as the commissioner. I don't know if it's in a matter of weeks or months, but he won't survive as the commissioner of the Pac-12. As this story continues to get bigger and more coverage from the bonuses, the layoffs, and the whole testing thing, it's going to get worse. So everyone was ripping the Big Ten, and people are like, well, the Pac-12, all the issues, and they really care, and it's about the medical stuff. And their commissioner, one day after the Big Ten announced the return to play, said, yeah, I got a press conference, got a new testing program, new partner, and here it is. And not a single member school was made aware of what he announced. Matt Mershell with the latest college football news. His weekly visit is next.
I know you want to leave.
FM 96.9. The Game.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.